In a two-line statement published shortly after 10 p.m. on Thursday night, Mariano Rajoy named Íñigo Méndez de Vigo Education Minister. He will replace José Ignacio Wirt in the role on Friday evening. Mr. Wirt was responsible for introducing Spain's new Education Quality Improvement Act in 2013 and was consistently the worst-valued minister in Mr. Rajoy's cabinet. 59-year-old Mr. Méndez de Vigo, a lawyer, is also a baron, has been an MEP since 1992 and was Mr. Rajoy's Secretary of State for the European Union. La Vanguardia and El Periódico reported talks were underway in Catalonia between Podemos and two other left-wing forces to present a joint electoral list at the regional elections on September 27th. A poll earlier in the week suggested that such a joint list could challenge Artur Mas's own first minister's list for political leadership in the region, although no party would have a majority. Pablo Iglesias will also meet the mayor of Barcelona, Ada Colau, on Friday morning. Pablo Iglesias gave a second interview to Cadena Ser on Thursday, denying he had been attacking United Left in an interview with Publico published earlier in the day, in which he launched a biting attack on what he called the sad, bored, bitter traditional Spanish left that enjoyed stewing in defeat rather than winning elections, adding that they lived in existential pessimism and had been unable to properly understand Spain's changing political situation. He said he had been parodying old leftists in general rather than making a specific attack on a particular personal political party. Three Socialist Party MPs, all former senior leaders in the Andalusian regional government, resigned on Thursday after a Supreme Court judge submitted a 129-page petition to the Spanish Congress requesting leave to indict them on corruption charges related to €1 billion early retirement funds fraud. The petition details arbitrary budget modifications, decrees, orders and instructions that generated grave risks for the whole system and produced ostensible damaging effects. A spokesman for the Socialist Party told the Spain Report by telephone the three had offered their resignation immediately and that the Socialist Party was confident they would be able to demonstrate their innocence. María del Mar Villafranca, the Director General of the Board of Trustees of the Alhambra Palace in Granada, Spain's most visited tourist attraction, said during a press conference following her arrest on Thursday by police in Granada that she would not resign and that she had cooperated with officers from the Economic and Tax Crime Squad investigating a money laundering case related to contracts to supply audio guides to tourists. A spokesman for the National Police in Granada told the Spain Report that Mrs. Villafranca had been arrested along with four others. She said she would offer to resign if she was indicted by a judge.